with the wonder of Jesus. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this amazing day when we remember that Jesus came and he lived and he loved and he saved. Touch our hearts, we pray this morning. Thrill our hearts afresh, or for the first time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I wonder, what is it that gives you joy at Christmas? What gives you joy at Christmas? Here is my joyometer. Here we go. It's my joyometer. Here it is. There it is in all its glory. Okay. And here we've got gloom, things that make you sad. So if I say, when you say gloom, everyone boo. Ready? Gloom. Gloom. Thank you very much. And when we get to joy, we're going to go joy, joy, joy. Can you say that? Okay, here we have the joyometer, and some things will make us feel gloomy, boo. Other things will make us full of joy, 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 joy. Okay, you've got it, here we go, and here is my joyometer, hand-ometer. Okay, I want to find out what brings you joy. It's going to just go in the middle here. Here's my first little picture. I'll ask you to respond in a moment. Here we go. The first one is socks or sweets. Okay, first of all, you either have to go boo or joy, joy, joy. Okay, you got it? Socks. Or frankly, I think it's joy, joy, joy. But anyway, that's another thing. I'm an old man. Here we go. What about sweets? Ah, they give us great joy. What about these two here? Earbuds or earplugs? This might be an age thing. Earbuds, does that give you joy or gloom? Take it away. Joy, joy, joy. Fantastic. Okay, what about earplugs? Yes, joy, joy, joy. I hate noise. I'm getting old. No, that might be dull. It's a bit gloomy. Joy, 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 or boo. There we go. And the next one here, this is a real divisive one. You have to choose between sprouts or chocolate log. It's not easy. Here we go, let's have it. Ready, one, two, three. Sprouts! Keep going, I can't work it out. Oh! We are divided, There's some that love sprouts, there's some that don't love the sprouts. I can't take the sprouts, but I love the sprouts. I can't cope with sprouts, but that's another story. Here we go, what about Christmas chocolate log? It's definitely great joy. Now, who doesn't love a little bit of joy? I knew a lady called Joy. It was the wrong name for her. She was miserable, but that's another story. But real joy, wonderful joy, is amazing. Real joy is fantastic. We love to know and feel joy. And the God who made this world is the God of joy and actually the creator of all joys. And we've all experienced joy of him in our lives. The joys of his creation. A kind word from a friend gives us joy. A friend's hug gives us joy. Our team's victory in football or rugby or whatever you watch gives us joy. Warmth on your skin in the sun gives you joy. A cool breeze on a hot day gives you joy. Good food, good drink, good celebration gives you joy. We have all experienced the grace of God and the joys in the world. Gifts of joy from the hands of the God of joy for all people. But did you know, at these moments of joy, all these experiences of joy are getting us ready for this. They're getting us ready for great joy. Great joy. Now, I want you to make up what you're going to do when we get to great joy. And if it's not good enough, we're going to keep practicing until you're really joyful. Okay? Here we go. Let's see. You're warming up. I like that. We're going to do one more time. Boo! Joy, joy, joy. Woo! That's more like it. Great joy. All these moments of joy in life are getting us ready for a moment of great joy. And the Bible is full of joy. Over 200 times in the Bible, in our English translations, is the word joy. But actually, it's less than 10 moments of great joy in the Bible. And a couple of these are at the first Christmas, at the birth of Jesus. You see, the birth of Jesus is a moment of great, great joy, of great joy. You see, the angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds and said this, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." The news that causes great joy is about the birth of baby Jesus, the Son of God. And all the angels of heaven join in praising God, and they say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Did you spot the great height of joy? The great height of joy from the highest heavens. Everyone stretch up high and point to the skies. Everyone point to the skies. Well done, stretch as high as you can. You bring your hands down. Did you spot the great heights of joy from the heavens to the face of the earth? From the angels in heaven to shepherds on a hillside. God's glory in the highest heaven that comes down to earth in a baby. Here he is, the baby Jesus. And it leads to worship and to glorifying God. In Luke 2 verse 20, we are told the shepherds, after they've met Jesus, they are filled with joy. They glorify God. They praise God for all the things they have heard and seen. We're told that when the wise men saw Jesus and the star, they were filled with great joy. And they fell down and they worshipped Jesus. The heights of joy. As Jesus comes down to earth, it leads to worship. Friends, there's no greater joy than when heaven meets earth and we're overwhelmed by loving grace. Great joy, my friends. It's height. Let's hear the great joy. Woo! Thank you very much. But also, there is great length. So I want you to all stretch out your hands like this, wide as you can. The great lengths of joy. You can put them in now. Less poking and tickling. I'll do it for you at the front. Great lengths of joy. The angel said, this is good news that will cause great joy for all people. This great joy is not just for a few people. It's for absolutely everyone, not just kings in their palaces, but for shepherds, not just Jews, but for Gentiles, whatever the color of your skin, whatever you've done, whoever you are, whatever you're ashamed of or glad about, this is great joy, and the length and breadth is for all. It's not tribal. It's not for just one type of person, but for all kinds of people in every place and through all time. Friends, don't look at your lives and your past and your CV and think, this joy that comes from heaven is not for me. No, it is for all. That is the length, the spread of gospel news. This is not just joy for a few. It's a joy for everyone, not those quarantined in Bethlehem, but a joy extended and offered to all nations and to you this morning. The great height from heaven to the face of the earth, the great breadth and length for all people, whoever, wherever, whenever, whatever. And then finally, the great depths. Can you point down to the ground? Point down to the ground. The great depths. You see, friends, here is a joy that is deeper than every fear you could have and every grief. It is deeper than every sorrow and pain in life. Before the angels announce the news, the shepherds are terrified. They're full of great fear. But actually, this great joy comes from heaven into the world of great sin and great fear and great sorrow and great suffering. But this great joy is God incarnate. It is the God-man, Jesus. He is joy incarnate. He is great joy. This baby is a bundle of great joy. And this baby grows up to be a man of sorrows. He's acquainted with our griefs. He knows what it is to suffer. And through his great suffering, that he secures for us all great joy that lasts forever and ever and ever. Forever and ever and ever. From his birth at Bethlehem to his death on the cross, this joy could not be extinguished. No, his love, his salvation is too high, it's too long, it's too deep, even for death itself. And friends, this joy is ours. It's ours for the taking. It's ours for the receiving. Through welcoming this child, this man, the Son of God, into our hearts and homes. Through faith in him as God. Friends, have you done that? You may have heard it many times. Today could be a great day of great joy if you receive Christ into your hearts and lives. And when you do, his great joy is with you forever, strengthening us in every fear, cheering us in every grief and sadness, holding us in our sufferings and challenges, until the great day when he will come and he will unseat every sorrow. As Jesus promises in John's Gospel, no one will take your joy from you. Secure joy, its height, its length, its depth. Great joy is Jesus. Joy incarnate. Let us receive him today for the first time. Or let us worship him afresh. Great joy that has come. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Let me pray. Lord, we do thank you so much for the great joy of Jesus, for the heights of him coming down to earth, for the length of his love for all people, for the depths of his love. It touches all parts of our lives. It's for us, Lord. We thank you for that. Help us to delight in him and his great joy in our hearts, whatever we face today, in our sorrow, in our joy, in our tears, in our happiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.